The Sockeye Fire burning near Willow is still mapped at about 6,500 acres. Fire officials are expect the hot, windy weather to increase the size of the fire this evening. According to the state, as of last night, there were approximately 25 primary homes and 10 to 20 secondary structures destroyed on the north end of the fire. The Matanuska-Susitna Borough has a team that's assessing structure damage today to get a clearer indication of how many homes and structures were lost. Over 200 firefighters are on the ground trying to protect the homes and property that remain in the area from burning. Matsu Borough officials held a news conference this afternoon to update the public on their effort. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Casey Cook is the Matsu Borough Emergency Services Director. He calls the location of the fire very concerning in an area with both residences and businesses.
Today's fire weather is predicted to be hotter, drier, and windier than it was yesterday. So that's our major concern, is now we're fighting a large fire with poor fire behavior conditions.
Cook says with the evacuation complete, firefighters have turned their attention to protecting property in the area. Cook says it was a dry winter and a dry spring, and that means there's plenty of fuel for the fire.
The fire is moving fast. It's moving very hot. It's just ripping through the patches of black spruce, probably 20 or 30 miles an hour.
Cook and Matsu Borough Assemblyman Vern Halter surveyed the fire as it was advancing yesterday. Halter described driving down the park's highway as the fire raced above the road and roared in the ditches. He was choking up as he described the fire's impact.
I know of at least 12 to 15 houses that are lost. A lot of my friends, Dee Dee John Rowe and that whole neighborhood, I used to have a house there that's just leveled, really tell you the truth. I think we moved 400 to 500 sled dogs in a matter of 2-3 hours.
Halter says Matsu Borough firefighters were able to save a lot of houses. Tom Kurth is the incident commander for the Sockeye Fire. He says the fire is consuming structures with some regularity, but not in large numbers at this point. He says wind is the primary enemy of the firefighting effort.
It's a fuels weather topography thing. So we're in flat land in a lot of that area, but a lot of that fuel is continuous. Any place you have that continuous black spruce, you know, that's a very fire-prone species. Gasoline on a stick for, you know, if you want for more spectacular language. But that stuff is carried, you know, it'll carry a fire.
On a more hopeful note, Kurth says part of the fire is burning toward Nancy Lakes, where it will encounter wetlands that might help slow its progress on that end. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.